Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from OB Credit Union, the original credit union of the Olympia Brewery, home to the Olympia Rainier Pabst Blue Ribbon and Washington State credit cards, featuring the Pick Your Card, Pick Your Program option. Learn more at obee.com/beer.
Thank you, Robin Lloyd. You know, we're streaming today's studio session live on the KNKX YouTube channel, so surf on over there to watch and listen. We're going international for today's session with Parisian pianist Alex Monfort. I got a hold of his album Introspection last summer. I was really impressed with his music, taking inspiration from piano legends like Chick Corea, McCoy Tyner, Mulgrew Miller, and others. Alex has a young man's perspective on their soulful swinging style that's all his own. His trio has emerged as a top draw in Europe, winning the recent Blue Note Festival's top prize by unanimous decision. His family connections to the Bay Area made it just convenient enough for Alex to fly to Seattle for a fantastic concert at Tula's last night and for this afternoon's live studio session. A world-class Seattle-based rhythm section joins him. Our good friends Michael Glynn and Matt Jorgensen are here on bass and drums. Please give a big KNKX welcome to the Alex Monfort Trio. Pianist Alex Monfort live in the KNKX studios with Michael Glenn and Matt Jorgensen at the bass and drums. Let's get to meet our new friend from Paris, France. Alex, we were talking a little bit last night about how your first instrument was a violin and the cat really didn't want you playing violin. So
yeah, that's right.
I wonder, how did you get switched over to piano, and specifically, how did you get into jazz piano?
Oh, so yeah, first I start with violin. And like you said, it wasn't really my thing. So then I tried drums, which I really like. But my neighbors, my parents, and maybe other people like complain about the noise, especially at night. So I had to find another way to play music. And there was always a piano at my place because my mom was a classical piano player. And then she stopped playing and because of disease and problems. Anyway, so I start to really practice the piano when I was like 14, and really doing it as a passion since I'm 15, which is exactly the same time I enter in high school, in France, and I end up doing like conservatory. First practicing myself, like the hearing training, every kind of stuff. And after my conservatory in Rouen, I end up doing this very nice school, which helped me a lot. And also helped me a lot to discover like many great musicians, which is the Centre de Musique Didier Locoud, the world famous violin player Didier Locoud built this school with other people, but it's unfortunately he passed away last year in January, and I recorded this last album Introspection at his place in his studio. And so this album is also kind of a wink to him, like up there. So
a great record. It's Introspection. It just came out last summer. I wonder if you could tell us, you're based in Paris now. It's been a vital jazz city for decades, really the first city outside of the U.S. to passionately embrace jazz. Can you tell us what the jazz scene in Paris is like today?
Yeah, sure. It's crowded.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is not that many clubs really where you can like play jazz has the way I hear jazz. Like now you can find in most of the big festivals or the big venues like a pop singer and they will put the tag jazz on it, but this is not really what I think jazz is. Uh-huh. is mostly a state of mind, and most of the people don't really have it. So I think this is a problem. But besides that, there is lot of great players, and I had and I still have lot of to learn from those people there. So, but I'm really glad to be here today in the U.S. playing with Michael Glenn and Matt Jorgensen, because this is something else I can learn today and yesterday night. So I'm very glad for that.
Yeah, I've been very impressed to see how you've worked with Michael and Matt. I wonder if you could talk about that process, showing up in town, playing your music, which has some tricky turns here and there, and working that out with these two talented professionals. How has it been to work with Michael and Matt?
First, it was stressful. Yeah, as we said before with Matt, like... When you are used to play with other people, it's something. But when you have to travel in a place very far from home and meet new people, new place, like 6, 7, 8 times in a week, it's kind of stressful here. But yesterday, after a few songs, I felt a lot better. And they did a great job, so yeah.
Yeah, let's hear another tune from the trio. The first tune, the first song, Mulgrew's Mood. What is the second one?
I'll play a solo piece.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, yeah. Some solo piano from Alex Monfort live on 88.5 KNKX. Fire away. Thank you. Beautiful. Alex Monfort, piano, live in the studios here at 88.5 KNKX. Alex, this is a story I've told several times now, including last night at Tula's and before we started today, but I would love to hear from your perspective how we connected, how we got together, and what you're doing here in Seattle. It started with me asking for permission to use a photo for a post I put on the Facebook page. Tell us, pick up the story from there. Mm.
So the people in the audience today heard your version of it, and you're right. I think it's funny to hear both versions. So when I received your message, I was actually like in Marciac Jazz Festival back in south of France, and I was ending playing. It was the evening time, and to be honest, I started to be like very drunk, and when I received your email. First, I was thinking it's a joke or something like a friend like put a Photoshop edit on like an article, like, you know, and then I realized it was true. So I was really excited about it. So I answered you. This is why I was probably not very not. I wasn't shy to talk right. with you. I straight asking like, oh, can I come? So yeah. Yeah, I was happy. It was a fun night for me.
And you have family in California. Tell us about your connection to the Bay Area.
So, yeah, it's mostly my girlfriend's family. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we can say it's my family, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I came in the first time, like, this past summer when you sent me this email, like 2 weeks after. And I have to say I like California a lot, yeah. And this past 2 weeks, I played in between Oakland at the Sound Room, San Francisco at the Black Cat, and also Mr. Tipples, which was like three great concerts. So mostly the Sound Room in Oakland. This was sold out, and the ambience was like really great. So yeah, that was nice. And I also play when I come back after Seattle. I play at Shehani. Mm-hmm. It's a private venue, so I hope it will be good too.
Fantastic. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about your style. It's certainly grounded in the tradition. You hear a lot of that Mulgrew Miller and McCoy Tyner in there, mm-hmm. But there's a modern feeling to it. And I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about where your personal style for music comes from.
You mean mostly for jazz or anything?
Yeah, just anything. How it's all of the same thing, all coming out of your fingers.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, I like the as we say, tradition. Mm-hmm. So yeah, obviously Mulgrew Miller, Cedar Walton, Phineas Newborn, all those guys are really important for me. Mm-hmm. But I also listen modern piano player like Jean-Michel Pilk. Mm, he's a great influence too, because he have a state of mind that's very interesting. I saw him, for example, whistling, in a concert, and people was doing noise, and he stopped playing and was like, "Come on, are you serious?" And then he started again. So yeah, I like that, and I like the fact I like to think that music is not necessarily like something that comes from like your mind, but it's especially jazz, it's very organic music. And sometimes I just let my body talk and as we can say, my heart. So mm-hmm. Maybe there is something wrong in what I play, but I don't care. It just go where, how it go, and that's the most important, I think. Mm-hmm. Also, I listen a lot of West Coast rap music.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Right? Do you feel like hip-hop. That influences the way you play jazz?
It's more the opposite, like when because I also produce beats and instrumentals for rappers, and I also have like a band where I compose and I manage the band into this kind of music. So jazz helped me to compose new beats and new color, find new stuff. It's more the opposite, yeah.
So the record Introspection is not quite a year old. I think you recorded it about a year ago, last December, December.
Exactly.
Are you already thinking about a next project, or are you really focused just on playing at this point?
Now, I was really focused on playing, especially on 2018. This year was like pretty tough for us with the trio, and also with the other project, but mostly for me with the trio. But as I told you this morning, I didn't really have the time to compose since I released this CD. So now, if I do something like a third album, it might be something around like standards, like arrangements, personal arrangements, or maybe a piano solo album. I like the idea, like I said before, of Chicoria children's songs. Mm-hmm. Maybe something in the idea, like doing like a series of songs, like short pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we'll look forward to your next project. In the meantime, I hope everyone will check out your current record, Introspection. And you're not in, you're leaving town tomorrow afternoon. This will be the last song we hear you play in Seattle. What have you got for us before you go?
I choose like the song called Mac Coltrane. Yeah.
All right. Let's put McCoy Tyner and John Coltrane together. Yeah. Alex Monfort Trio live on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. Alex Monfort at the piano, with Michael Glynn, Matt Jorgensen at bass and drums. Alex's record is called Introspection, highly recommended. Thank you so much for being here. This is a real treat.
Thank you for having me, Abe.
Merci beaucoup. Thanks, of course, to all the members of our leadership circle in our audience today. Your generous contributions and the support of all KNKX listeners make these performances possible. I'd also like to thank our old music director, Nick Francis, who put Alex's CD in my hands last summer. Thank you very much,
thank
Nick.
Thank you, yeah.
Connect to our massive studio session archives at knkx.org. Big thanks to our studio session sponsors, OB Credit Union, and also thanks to John Kessler for his audio production. And with that, we'll send it back to Robin Lloyd with more Midday Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.